Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Lots to discuss today, folks. I am traveling this week, meeting with a few friends and fans, and we're focusing on fundraising because, sadly, it's a sport. You got to do it all the time. Anyway, part of my travel coincides with a tournament that my kiddo is in, Collier. What a great baseball player. Good baseball player. I don't know if he's great, but he's a good baseball player. And I tell you what, the kid is a standout. And very proud of him. It's funny, I think about him in comparison to his older brothers, who are intellectual types. And this kid's an intellectual, took his sports to the level that he should, given my genetics. And he's just really showcased his talent. And I'm happy to say that some scouts are looking at him. I don't know where it's going to go. We talk to him all the time about, where do you end up? You know, most of these kids are not going to be professional athletes, but he's with a team of good boys, and and we try to keep them balanced and keep their heads on them. But long story short, played in a big tournament, and I was out visiting with had a couple of donors in the area that I talked to and said, hey, I'll be in the area if you're going to be around. And Mike, I appreciate you accommodating us and meeting with me, and my heart goes out to you with Carol. Mike's wife has been, we knew she had a form of dementia, but it's getting worse, and she can't remember a lot of the things that we've all done together, which was a very sad situation, but it was good to see them and to spend that time with them and understand that, you know, this is not, for me anyway, when I meet people and we become friends, it's more than just about politics. I mean, I know a lot about Mike and his family, and have been to two of his homes, Jackson and also in here in Atlanta. And, it was just a very, you just become part of the family in that regard. And I mean, I haven't met Albert, who's one of my big donors. I mean, in comparison to Mike and others, you know, these are the guys that support my charity and things like this. But there are a lot of people out there who I haven't actually met, but I have met some of them, Bob and Carol, for example. But Mike and I met fishing in Alaska and just hit it off. And we've been friends now for a few years and ski together and a host of other things. So long story short, I like getting out, meeting with the folks that support our work, and to be honest with you, whether Mike had supported me or not, we still would have tried to meet up with him. I talked to Travis Tritt, Travis lives in the Atlanta area, so we were going to try to see him, but unfortunately good for him, he was performing, but we didn't get a chance to see him. Anyway, lots going on, folks. Glad you guys are with me. Hope you had a great weekend. I'm going to let you know this week is going to be a little sketchy for me because I don't know where we're going to be day to day. But I wanted to get a show in today just because so much is going on. Lots to discuss, as I said earlier. And I know I miss a lot when I'm on the road because, when I'm in my office, it's 24/7. I mean, I literally have a ticker running below the computer going, here's breaking news on my phone. I get breaking news alerts. My staff is sending me notes on Click, which is our messaging system, going, did you see this story? And, we're synthesizing all this stuff. And, of course, I'm participating in threads with friends that, or acquaintances, I should say, people that, I'm in a thread with them or something on email, and they're updating me about stuff, and I'm getting bombarded by email. It's actually quite fun, but when you're out, you miss it. I'm saying you miss stuff. And here's good news, bad news. If you miss 2 days of news, you feel like you're Rip Van Winkle. Like, where have I been the last 20 years? And, of course, one of the big stories was the sinking of the Lusitania. Or was it the Titanic? Ocean Gate, right? Now, I don't know how you view Ocean Gate. There were lots of people chiming in on it. And I found it to be very interesting because Candace Owens made the comment, people need to not be cruel to the guy that did Ocean Gate because he, you know, for whatever reason, they lost their lives and all that. I completely agree with that. There's no reason to be cruel. And here's what I was thinking. Okay, it's a tragedy. Dude builds a submarine, goes into the ocean. And as I say often, the ocean and the earth doesn't care how powerful your nuclear submarine is. The ocean will swallow it like a Tic Tac. And here's this guy. He builds his submarine and takes his kid, from what I'm told, and it sinks, and it's a tragedy. And then when I saw Candace Owens' tweet on it, which I wasn't looking for that, by the way, I was like, well, what's the big deal? And the big deal was everything leading up to it, which leads me into what I'm going to say next. Yet again, folks, Ocean Gate is a perfect metaphor for leftism. Okay, for those of you who don't believe me, let me ask you this. Was this a guy flaunting his wealth? Now, before you answer that question, let me give you why I say that. I ask that question because I've seen the wreckage of the Titanic. Somebody took a submersible down, did a little 360 around the boat. James Cameron, other people have made movies about it. They fictionalized it. I've seen it. I don't know. Is it any different? Is that boat any different than the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald or any other boat that's gone down in the water somewhere? I watched this series called Drain the Oceans, and now we have the ability to suck all the water out of the ocean through some sort of mystical, magical topography that we can, you know, go do a 360-degree thing of the ocean, and you can see exactly, I'm not talking about a little bit, I'm talking about exactly how the ocean is laid out. So why is it that some rich white leftist decides, you know what, I'm going to go down and take a look at that wreckage. What are you going to do? You going to go shop on the Titanic? What was on the Titanic that you needed to see that was so amazing that you would put your friends and your family at risk? And I've got more to talk about when we talk about why I call this the perfect, yet another perfect metaphor for leftism. When we come back, I'm going to delve into this because this guy built a woke submarine and he took a woke approach to this and it cost him his life. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Let me say that I'm going to tie all of this Oceangate stuff to what's really the important stories of the day, which involves the Bidens, the Democrats, and, you know, this evil that is engulfing our nation. But, by the way, it's a very small piece of it. So don't worry. I know all that's been happening with the crooked Democrats, and we'll explain how all of this is going to play together. And if you've listened to my program for a while, and you're not a racist, then you know that I will always give you the real meaning behind all this stuff. And what's interesting about this particular story, Oceangate, is the rumor is that the Biden administration knew that the Titan, which is the name of the submarine, not quite the Titan they thought it was, had imploded days before the media reported on this story. And for the record, why is this a story? Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So, some leftist clown built a submarine to go see something that most people don't give a crap about. Now, I talked to you earlier. You got this wreckage of the Titanic that sits 12,500 feet on the ocean floor. What are you going to see? You going to go down there and shop? You going to go down there and, you know, take a tour? You can't get out of your submersible, even if you wanted to. So if you just wanted to see the thing, all you got to do is get one of these submersibles that doesn't have a body in it. That, you know, in other words, you're not going to go down, and you show people, here's the thing. Now, that's been done many, many times before, but apparently it's not good enough for this very wealthy white man. But before I get into that, I want to talk a little bit more about the Titanic, because an acquaintance wrote this to me, and we had been arguing with another guy on the thread who made the comment, I don't read Ayn Rand because I don't read things of people who can't even spell their first names. And I wrote him back and said, well, leave it to a leftist to tell somebody the correct way to spell their own doggone name. And that's what started this thread. So here's what Andrew wrote to me sarcastically talking about this other clown. He says, Kevin, you don't get it. It's time you come up to speed. The Titanic sub disaster was a result of Jim Crow. White people caused it because of white rage. The sub was also racist, painted white, not rainbow. How much more evidence do you need? Moreover, there were no blacks or Hispanics on board, proving how exclusionary these whites were. The Titanic itself was a result of white racism, and if you don't believe me, show me a single black passenger who was assigned to first class. But wait, it gets worse. There was no watermelon on board the Titanic. Conclusive evidence of white rage. The watermelon does not grow in April in the North Sea is also racist, depriving blacks of the necessary material with which, by dropping these from a highway overpass and passing cars, they can convince whites of their chronic systematic racism. Anne Ryan was a racist because national prosperity driven by capitalism is a racist sentiment. No nation needs or should need prosperity. Prosperity is for fools and people not living in America. Atlas Shrugged was a racist novel because high achievement, individualism, constitutionalism, standing your own ground, money itself, and not kneeling to dumb butt ideology and resentment is racist. I trust by now you understand racism and the desperate search for white supremacism as well as I do. Well said, Andrew. So, I want to talk about this boat, this submarine, the guy who built this submersible when other submersibles exist. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I saw the shape of this thing. It reminded me of the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. It didn't look like it was built according to good sound technology, because the thing about ocean pressure is it is unbelievable. I mean, it can make diamonds. It's so, you know, so big. That's a terrible way to describe it, but you know what I mean. It's so powerful. Anyway, if you're going to design something to go into the ocean, you want to design it either spherically or cylindrically, because you need the pressures to be equal on all sides, which means they balance themselves out. Now, I learned this in my misspent youth in engineering school. But this thing had like a cone on it. I saw it. Like I said, it reminded me of the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile with a bit of a cone head shape at the back. And that's when I saw the picture of the wreckage. That's the part that floated up to the top, if I'm not mistaken. So he builds this submarine because he didn't want to use a good one. I don't know why you wouldn't use it, but here he is in his own words. I was told this is what the guy who put this ill-fated mission together, here's what he said about it in terms of using 50-year-old white men who actually have experience with submariner work. He decided he wanted to use rookies, and here's him speaking about it himself.
Yes, I mean, when I started business, one of the things you'll find, there are other sub-operators out there, but they typically have gentlemen who are ex-military submariners, and you'll see a whole bunch of 50-year-old white guys. I wanted our team to be younger, to be inspirational, and I'm not going to inspire a 16-year-old to go pursue marine technology. But a 25-year-old, who's a subpilot or a platform operator, one of our techs, can be inspirational. And so we've really tried to get very intelligent, motivated, younger individuals involved, because we're doing things that are completely new. We're taking approaches that are used largely in the aerospace industry as related to safety and some of the preponderance of checklists, things we do for risk assessments and things like that are more aviation-related than ocean-related. And we can train people to do that. We can train someone to pilot the sub. We use a game controller, so anybody can drive the sub.
Holy cow, where do I start, right? I mean, what a moron. Other sub operators out there, ex-military submariners, but why would I want to use a bunch of 50-year-old white guy experts? When I told you I was going to talk to you about this, I said I would explain to you how I know this guy's a leftist. He's made his money, and he knows better. He wanted intelligent, motivated people, and he says, how am I going to inspire a 60-year-old? This is an ageist, a guy who won't even give older people a chance. He's thrown you away. You're over 50. I mean, holy cow, who is this guy, Don Lemon? If you're over 50, you're over the hill. God forbid you're 60 and I try to inspire you to something. Has he read any books about people who've done things post 50 years old? What these people, we people, mostly have offered to the world? It's insane. And then I love how he says, no, we didn't worry about the ocean stuff. We use people that were, we use aviation as our guide. Aviation-related risk assessment. How'd that work out for him? When we come back, I'll explain more about how bad this was.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. The head of mercenary troops that marched on Moscow this weekend says the march was a protest. Wagner group boss Yevgeny Prigozhin released new audio Monday, 2 days after halting the march. He said he turned around the troops because he wanted to avoid Russian bloodshed. Speaking at the White House Monday afternoon, President Biden says the United States was prepared for any scenario.
The situation began to develop as it did. I directed my national security team to monitor closely and report to me hour by hour. I instructed them to prepare for a range of scenarios.
All eyes on the Supreme Court as they're set to hand down decisions on student debt relief, affirmative action, and federal election laws this week. The court is entering its last week of the summer session with 10 cases pending. Tim Berg, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When I started the business, one of the things you'll find, there are other sub-operators out there, but they typically have gentlemen who are ex-military submariners, and you'll see a whole bunch of 50-year-old white guys. I wanted our team to be younger, to be inspirational, and I'm not going to inspire a 16-year-old to go pursue marine technology. But a 25-year-old, who's a subpilot or a platform operator, one of our techs, can be inspirational. And so we've really tried to get very intelligent, motivated, younger individuals involved because we're doing things that are completely new. We're taking approaches that are used largely in the aerospace industry as related to safety and some of the preponderance of checklists, things we do for risk assessments and things like that that are more aviation related than ocean related. And we can train people to do that. We can train someone to pilot the sub. We use a game controller so anybody can drive the sub.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I have a question for you. Would you have gone on this vessel if you knew that this was the approach this man used in building it and in piloting it? Wow. Doesn't want to use experts, ex-military guys. By the way, military guys, guys who put life and death before everything. These are guys that have to depend on. I mean, it's what next? I don't want to listen to the cops. These are experts. It would be like saying, I want to go into law enforcement, but I'm going to apply all the principles of social, give me one of these crazy degrees, right? Social justice warriors. Unbelievable. He wants intelligent, motivated people who came up with new ideas. Because let's face it, all the old ideas, you know, all the science, the physics of the ocean and the crushed depths and the things that it takes to build things so that they don't implode, all the technology that's gone into this stuff, well, you know what, let's come up with some new innovative ways to do it. Look, we're not talking about redesigning the water pistol and making the super soaker. I get it. We're talking about stuff that is beyond comprehension in terms of what it does to the human body and what the ocean can do to things, you know, the physics of it and all the other stuff. By the way, there's geometry. I talked about a sphere. The reason why they use spheres is because you have to equalize pressure on all sides. If there's a place where that pressure isn't equal, that's going to be your weak point. And let me tell you, from what I heard, they detected this explosion, which is technically an implosion. It's almost like a nuclear. It's the closest thing to a nuclear disaster. That when I say closest, I mean it's not the thing reaching a boiling point and exploding outward. This explosion was so powerful in terms of crushing the vessel in, it could be heard. Think of it as when you have a beer can in your hand and you just crunch it, right? But you crunch it so hard that you blow the top of the beer can off. Can you imagine if you had that kind of strength? Well, the ocean does. And that's what happened to those folks. And I was talking to a friend of mine. And I said, I want you to just imagine you've got a game controller being used. They use aviation as their guide, as opposed to oceanography as their guide for understanding how to design this product. They had a bunch of amateurs who know nothing about how this really works. And all of a sudden, you lose control. And that sub starts to sink and sink and sink. And suddenly, you start hearing the creaks, the as this metal begins to stress. And I don't know what they knew about physics, but let me tell you, there would come a point where you'd have to say to yourself, this is not going to go well, and here's the only good news I can give you. It didn't take long. Once they reached crush depth, bam, it was over. would you have gone with him if you knew that was his approach? And here's my other question. What did it cost to build this death trap? Because we're talking about leftism here, people. I'm mentioning OceanGate, but in the Titan, which the ocean, you know, broke like a twig. But what did it cost to build this death trap? See, this is the crap that rich leftists do. They spend massive amounts of money to accomplish meaningless things. Let me tell you something, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network right now. Not a single thing was learned in this, except don't use amateurs to build products that need to work. Don't go woke. Go woke, go dead. Forget go woke, go broke. And speaking of going broke, if I had that, from what I heard, some of the people paid, what, up to $250,000 or $250,000 to ride to their death. They paid to ride to their deaths. But here's what's interesting. If you've got enough money to build a sub, and you take your own kid with you. And I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know any of the details. I'm only giving you the periphery. I didn't read about this story. I've only heard about it. I didn't research the guy who built it. My guys got me the clip. That's it. I don't know anything about it. I'm giving you just layman's view of this submarine thing. But why would you charge? You've got three. It's him and his son and three other people. So the three other people supposedly paid $250,000 each, $750,000. Was he trying to recoup his money? Now, if you're the family of those three people who paid $250,000 to sink to their death and die tragically and horribly, are you going to sue the estate of this guy? Because I'm going to tell you, I would. Listening to that clip, it says I'm going to use a bunch of amateurs and I'm going to use a Game Boy controller to control this thing. I'm going to use aviation technology versus oceanographic technology, you know, and actual physics and science, which, of course, the left always talk about but never use. And that's why, in yet another example I just gave you, this is a guy that disregarded the science but then acted as if he was creating some sort of new science. Unbelievable, the massive amount of money this guy spent to take five people to their death. And what was he going to go do? Look at the Titanic. What is he going to learn from the wreckage that sits at the bottom of the ocean that other people who are much more proficient would know? See, there's another clue about leftism.
So what? Everybody else has been down there. People that study oceanography, oceaneering, etc. So what? They've looked at it. I'm going to go look at it, and I'm going to come back with some new, novel approach to the Titanic and how we need to view it. Because as a leftist, this guy knows more than the real experts, the people who study the thing, that understands the science of it, the real science. Think about it. As you think about what I'm telling you, I want you to understand this. Are you considering that you could substitute race, weather, aka climate change, poverty, or whatever, as you start to think about this story? Substitute any of those things. You want to study race in America? Go to the next football game. Show how the racist the country is. How many more studies of race do we need in America, for example, folks? When I talk to you about how many more visits and views of the Titanic do we need? Why? What was the motivation for this guy? You want to know what it was? Let me go study something as useless as all the other lame brain ideas that leftists come up with. Let me go study that. And oh, by the way, I'm going to do it in a very novel, new way that nobody's ever thought of. You want to know why people don't think of what his ways are? Because they don't work. I give you racism. I give you climate change. I give you sexism. I give you poverty. I give you LGBT BS. Leftists focus on things that have zero meaning, zero contribution to the country, and they act as if they're going to do something so revolutionary. I've asked people many times, and I'm going to go back to race. Well, who's your favorite baseball team, football team, basketball team? Look around the stadium at the segregation and the oppression happening to blacks and women and gays and everybody else as you watch these games. You know, we were at a baseball game here in Atlanta with my kid, and I'm asking myself, well, look at all these races. I mean, there's blacks and browns and Asians and whatever at these games. And, yeah, we're just all dueling it out. You know what I've learned? I've learned that the people who are on my son's team, the parents, I know it's ironic, but all these white people cheer when my little black boy hits the ball or makes a throw out to second base or something. They cheer. It's hard to believe I could get them to do that in this very oppressive, racist society. So we do need to be discussing OceanGate, but we need to be discussing it in the context of what it is. It is a perfect example of leftism.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I gotta tell you, folks, I feel sorry for the guy that put Ocean Gate together, the guy whose life is so meaningless that he had to contrive something so outlandish to make him feel like he'd done something significant. He's an accomplished guy. He's an accomplished guy who fell for the ruse of wokeism. He built a substandard submarine. And he did it because he wanted to impress people. He hired people that he said didn't have the experience. Why would he hire 50-year-old white guys with experience when he could hire young people that he could inspire? Why would he use actual science, people that understand that the various factors involved with putting a vessel in the ocean. And why would he use that when there was aviation technology available? Put another way, it would be like somebody designing an airplane by saying, oh, you know what, let's use what works in the ocean to design an airplane. Put a different way, let's make a submarine fly. Well, they've done it. It's called the blimp. You know how many people take it? Not many. It's not used for very often. And now, you know what's replaced the blimp? The Goodyear blimp? Drones. Drones. And they didn't design drones by saying, let's find something that works in the water and we'll use water, you know, ocean technology to design that product. It's stupid. I feel sorry for this person because his life was miserable. He succumbed to everything around him. He was a factor of his environment. It was nature, not nurture, that did it to him. I'm sorry, it was nurture. Yeah, I got it wrong. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I feel sorry more, though, for the people that he brought into the thing. Those who ventured with him on his pipe dream, including his kid. Now, I heard he took his kid with him. I don't know if that's a fact, but that's what I heard. And as I said in the previous segment, I can only imagine what these people begin to think when that $10 video game controller that he says anybody can control failed to operate and keep the propulsion system, which apparently was faulty as well, from letting this vessel sink to what is known as crush depth. If you know anything about ocean pressures below certain, you know, footage, I can only imagine what they went through. And I will tell you, I would hate to be an engineer on there going, oh Lordy, I know what's coming next. Because once you start hearing the creaks, it is not long before the ocean says it's time to gobble you up. Death came quickly, and they all knew they were doomed. So let's go back to the metaphor. What is this? Why are we talking about this? Racism. That's why. Climate farce. That's why. Hunter Biden. That's why. Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and other leftist nonsense are all suffering the same fate. They are all approaching crush death. The vessel of leftist America creaks and it moans as it prepares to implode on them. It's being crushed under its own weight. BLM can't fundraise anymore. What did we do to stop them? We, conservatives, what did we do? Very little. You know who stopped BLM? BLM. They bought multi-million dollar homes with that money. The guilty white people supporting him now see through the ruse and they said, you know what? We gave enough. We gave reparations. How long has it been since you've heard of a white cop shooting a black perp? Or any cop shooting a black perp? Do you think that no black perps have been shot in the last year, folks, by anybody, any other cop, whether regardless of color? You know why I'm asking you this question? Because what I'm telling you is, under the weight of BLM, under the weight of racism, the cries of racism for everything, under the weight of critical race theory, under the weight of Barack Obama, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, D. Ray McKesson, and all these other race pimps that are out there, it's imploding. People are starting to wake up. Now, you could argue, well, Kevin, they raised $83 billion. By the way, I keep going back and forth on this I forget the publication, but they said it was $83 billion. I went back and checked. And it was, they said, between all the organizations, and they listed some of them, $70 million, $100 million given to BLM. So it's well beyond the $83 million that I revised it to. But the point is this, their donations dropped 80%. And pretty soon, the 80% will drop another 80%. And pretty soon after that, people will go back to normal, where they won't have a care in the world about this cry, incessant cry of racism. What about global climate farce? If it weren't for them sneaking this stuff into bills, nothing would be funded that had global climate change in it. But they do it. They know that it can't stand under the weight of its own scrutiny. So leave it alone. It'll crush itself. Every single thing I've told you is a metaphor for this stupid vessel that claimed to use science, that brought in all this woke entrepreneurial, we want to inspire. We're not even going to use the technology. Ask yourself, let me tell you what America represents in this. America represents physics. America represents the true experts. America represents the science. America represents the tradition, the understanding of what came before you and learning from that. Not this idea of innovating. What do you need to innovate in a country that is the most innovative? You want to know why? I can tell you we're the most innovative. We're the most innovative in dealing with blacks, Hispanics, Chinese, all people of all nationalities, in dealing with poverty, in dealing with sexuality, in dealing with gender issues. We are the avant-garde of all of that. Why do we need to experiment? Now, what we can do is build on it. I look at the situation with transsexuals, and I say to myself, We have evolved as a nation to deal with LGBT, every single aspect of LGBT. We all know somebody that's either LGBTQIA, whatever those acronyms are for. We all do. And we've all made some sort of a concession and within our own minds to say, you know what, I'm going to think about it differently or whatever. Kids today don't even think about it. But what does the left do? They want to overdo it. They want to over-sexualize. They want to make sure you know that how much you better change your thinking, so we get the Bud Lights of the world and we get the Targets with the transsexual bathrooms itself. And you know how they're doing it? They're using our money to fund it. And this guy, what did he do? He builds this thing, has his pipe dream, then he invites three people to their doom and says, give me $250,000 each. Why? Probably to pay for this thing. I don't know what it costs to build a submarine, but I know this, if the guy had that kind of coin and he was interested in doing it, why didn't he just do it on his own and invite some friends? Well, I don't know what's going to happen. If leftists didn't have access to our money, though, I know this, they would starve to death. They'd starve to death. So what else can we add to the metaphor of Ocean Gate? The border? The Biden economy? What about the Bidens in general? Talk about a $10 controller that's what I heard. That essentially, I don't know whether that was the cause of this thing, but that's what people are saying. So, could I offer you a better metaphor for the man that the left put in charge of God's greatest creation ever, the United States of America? Joe Biden is the $10 controller that's being used to guide this great thing, the submarine that we call America. And the question I would ask you is, as you think about all these things that I just mentioned, and you use this Ocean Gate as a metaphor and the sinking of the Titan as a metaphor, I just ask you, think about it in terms of Joe Biden. Leftists planted him into office in the coup. They gave him he's a $10 controller. And what have we gotten? Massive inflation, on the brink of war, in a war with Ukraine, on the side of Ukraine going against Russia. We've got a propaganda machine that's out of control. Meanwhile, what do the left want to tell us? It's all good. Don't believe anything about Hunter. Don't believe the stories about Joe. Understand this, folks. All in this story are metaphors for leftism. All you got to do is look for them and then apply them. That's how I see it. What are your thoughts?
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.